Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Lane Streisner. Hello, Lane.
Hello, Gary.
So Lane is our community engagement editor. So Lane, explain for our listeners what the community engagement editor does.
I do a lot of things, but the main part is just engaging with the community and getting the community to engage with us, whether that's through social media or events like our monthly Coffee with the Editor events. I also do podcasts, I edit videos, newsletters.
She's a busy woman, listeners, is what I'm telling you. So, you know, one of our ideas behind this position that it's a relatively recent position, I'd say within the last 3 years at the News Tribune, it's existed. The idea behind it was, and it's been many years ago, but I had a fellow journalist say, you know, too often media companies are in the broadcasting business where they have a lot to say, but they don't listen a lot to what readers or their audience has to say. So that's been a real effort on our part in the past few years to listen more, to engage in conversation, hence the name Community Engagement Editor. So one element of that, I think, is that when you are engaged in a listening approach as well as an exchange of ideas, that it helps to build trust, right? Because you have value in what the other person's saying. And so one element of Lane's position is also working with Trusting News, which is an organization that we've been involved with for several years. Lane, why don't you explain a little bit the idea behind Trusting News?
Yeah, Trusting News is a national organization that partners with newsrooms around the country to do different projects and just give advice on how to better build trust and to better listen to their community and their readers. Like a recent project I'm doing is learning about people's perceptions of the news and things they think that we could improve on. But the goal is basically in the name is just building trust and being as transparent as possible.
Right, right. So, and just to share, I mean, again, we've had a legacy of working with Trusting News. And some of our efforts that I recall, one element of it is you want to be able to make it very clear for readers to know about us, how to contact us, whether it's through email or phone, how to suggest a story idea, how to make a correction if we've made a mistake, and where how those corrections will be handled. All of those things were things we did in the past, but maybe we weren't as intentional as we were with Trusting News. The idea behind it being, you know, that it would help readers better engage with us on these different areas. We've also in the past and continue to do columns where we might explain how we came to a decision, how a specific organization is its role. For instance, I've done columns on Reader Advisory Board when we're getting ready to ask folks to join that board of community members who meets with us monthly to talk about topics in the community and just to kind of give us some feedback on our coverage. Coffee with the Editor events where we go out in the community and we're actively engaged in trying to hear the good and the bad of the things that readers or even occasional readers might think about us. So those are some of the past ones we've done. And in our show notes, we'll put a link to Trusting News if you want to go a little bit deeper into it. But right now we're excited because, as Lane mentioned earlier, we've kind of moved into the next phase. And so Lane's overseeing this effort. And so Lane, let's go a little bit deeper into that idea of our next Trusting News project.
Yeah, so I'm going to go back. The last project I did with Trusting News was just talking to any community members in a variety of ways, whether it's through social media or just people I run into or people at Coffee with the Editor who give us feedback for us, story ideas, stuff like that. This project is similar, except we're focusing on people who have lower trust in the news. So we're focusing on younger people 18 to 40-ish maybe.
Right, which I would easily say that is not our typical newspaper audience. You know, we certainly desire that. And I think our reasoning behind targeting them is we would like to be able to speak to them.
Right.
We'd like to be able to engage with them. So in this setting, you'll sit down with this person, let's say.
Yes, I sat down with them for 30 minutes and we just have a conversation. The Trusting News organization provides a list of questions to ask. Mm-hmm. So some of those questions are, what are some issues in the community that you're passionate about? How do you think we should be covering this differently? What are your perceptions of the news? How do you feel when you're reading the news? So I've had one conversation so far. We're also trying to talk to more conservative people too, as studies have shown that conservative people are less trusting of news. I have to talk to 8 people at least. So if you know of anybody who might be a good fit for the project, you can reach out to me at lstracener@newstribune.com. It's lstracener @newstribune.com.
Okay, so with those conversations, which these aren't hostile conversations, right? It's just a nice chat.
Yes.
I will say she's very easy to have a conversation with, so don't be threatened there. But reach out to her, because we are very much interested in making sure we understand how to more fully cover the community and how to represent the entire community.
Yeah, the goal is to just listen to what you have to say and hear different perspectives.
Right. I mean, you're not going to get into an argument with them, right?
No.
Right.
I try not to get too defensive.
Right. So. Too judgmental. I mean, what do you mean you're passionate about that? That's crazy. Those are not conversations she'll have with you. So what you'll do is you'll take those responses, and then what happens to them? I mean, we don't publish them, right?
No.
It goes to the Trusting News organization. What do they do with it?
Yeah, so after each conversation, I write a reflection about what we talked about, how I felt during the conversation, and then also whoever I talk to will get a survey after to fill out kind of the same thing, what we talked about, how they felt. They also get a $25 Amazon gift card if they fill out the survey.
Nice.
Oh, I also record the conversation. The people remain anonymous, but Trusting News takes those written reflections as well as the recordings of the interviews, and they use that for research purposes, basically to just find the best ways for outreach and to communicate and engage with the community. They also have researchers from different universities that are using it for their research.
Yeah, yeah. As a person in the industry, I find it very helpful. I mean, that's honestly, I never really thought about before we became involved with Trusting News some of these elements, but once it came to light, and then they offer strategies they suggest that might mitigate some of these disconnects between the public and the newspaper, I just think it's incredibly helpful. And frankly, that's why we continue to do it year after year, is because there are times where we perhaps engage better with some segments of the population than others. So it's nice to be able to step back and look at it from a different angle and to maybe hear a different viewpoint that might shape how we do our business in the future.
Yeah, definitely.
So speaking of which, so we have several future efforts that we're going to continue to do where we're trying to engage with the public to get a better sense of things they'd like to see us do, things that we do that perhaps trouble them, or maybe they just have questions about how we do things. So one of those are speaking engagements that we do. So Lane, share a little bit about some of the things we do for that.
Yeah, so I mentioned our monthly Coffee with the Editor events. So that's just, we meet at a coffee place and anybody can come. Gary buys them a coffee and you can just bring up different suggestions for us, whether it's issues in the community you think we should be covering or covering differently, or really just any feedback in general about the News Tribune.
So Lane, you know I love coffee, right?
Yep.
But I recognize some folks, that's not their, they don't want to come to a coffee event. So in with that in mind, we have had a couple alternative versions of where we bring the community in, we buy them a little treat, and then listen to what they have to say. Why don't you share a couple of those recent ones we've done?
Yeah, recently we had an event called NT on Tap. That was at Last Flight Brewery. Gary just bought everybody a sample of beer that came. We've also done ice cream with the editors, so Gary will buy them an ice cream. We try to do these ones at different, I mean, obviously at different times. You're not going to have beer at 8:30 in the morning.
No.
But
I'm not a real fan of beer and ice cream together either, let me say.
So we try to have these events at different places and different times to get a variety of people.
Yeah. Well, and let me say, I'm going to throw a shout out to both of these. Last Flight, the beer was great. If you've not checked out the brewery, you need to check it out. It's a sweet place. The ice cream was at
Daisy Delight.
It was awesome.
It was really good.
So again, we're always looking for places. If you're a business owner and you would like for us to come have an event there, you know, it usually draws a dozen folks thereabouts. it's no more than an hour. We don't need a special room. We just gather around the table and chat. And so reach out to us if you're interested in us coming to your place.
We've also lately been trying to speak to more groups. For example, we spoke at the Master Gardeners Club meeting and the Evening Rotary meeting just about what we do, and we answered questions and got some feedback.
And I think what's interesting with either of these settings, whether it's a coffee with the editor or with the speaking engagements, a big portion of it is just asking folks their questions. So sometimes they'll come and they have story ideas. I always love to hear story ideas. It doesn't mean that we necessarily have the resources to tackle that one specifically, but it plants that seed of an idea that we can pursue as we have an opportunity. So please come to these events, drop me an email, gary@newstribune.com. Give me your story ideas as to how we can better reflect the community. The other aspect of it, though, too, is, I mean, sometimes there are service issues, you know, whether it's at a coffee or whether it's at a speaking engagement. A lot of the questions deal with, I'm having trouble getting my newspaper, or I'm not getting my inserts in the paper, and things like that. We want to have the opportunity, while I may not be able to fix it, I want to hear the problem so then we can try to address it, or I can share your information with someone who can find a solution. In my head, this all goes back to that trusting news aspect. We want a healthy relationship with the community in which we have the best interest in the community and you have the best interest in the community as well. So we're looking for opportunities for how we can best build that relationship. I will also give you a little tease of some things we have coming up. So this is an election season. It's already started. We'll have some August primaries, and I'm often asked if we'll be doing forums again, and yes, we will be. We've begun the preliminary discussions as to what races we might want to host a forum for. In those forums, we bring them to a setting, and we ask questions of the candidates, they respond to them. We write stories on it as well as record it or stream it for folks to view. And in some of the settings, you can actually come to the event and watch it. We are planning a coffee with the editor coming up. Stay tuned for the details on that. And then again, we have an open invitation. If you have a club or a group or just a bunch of friends that you'd like for us to come and talk about journalism or the community, Lane and I will do our best to be there. With that, we're going to jump off of here and get back to work, but we wanted to just share a few ideas and things that we're working on, and look forward to your feedback. Lane, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.